Hi, Brainies. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Hope you've all had a wonderful Monday. Good start to the week. I had a very, productive chat with the design lab and was able to, make some significant progress with the ad copy. I've learned that I don't, naturally come up with great marketing taglines, but like any creative process, you just need to start with the first draft and keep on iterating. You will eventually get good. So yeah, that's exactly what I did. Even though I wasn't happy with, the content I had, I gave them something to react, and we were able to co-create and go back to, the fundamental philosophies and unique selling point of what Quirky is all about, and able to, write copy that reflects that. And when it comes to the visual storytelling, because at this stage we won't invest in, expensive ad creation, but we have to repurpose some beautiful stock images. And so it's really about what kind of emotions we want the pictures to arouse in people, right? And with that, we're able to come up with some intuitive options. Yeah, I quite look forward to putting everything together tomorrow. And I've also started to reach out to YMCA in hopes of some collaboration, because we want to reach out to Gen Z for early test. And maybe we'll run some things in parallel, because I have this other lead with a charity that works more with older adults. But the population is right there, And since this is in what the pilot program will organize will be remote, so it's really flexible. And she'll definitely take advantage of that. So let's see. I mean, there are quite a few things that I look forward to test and see what we come up with. And a bigger goal for the week, besides recruiting people, I wanna finish update the landing page. Because the earlier landing page, just the copy wasn't clear. The language we used, we weren't sure about some of our value propositions, our area of focus just yet. So, it takes some time. And now it's time for an updated version. So I'm going to do that from scratch. And also need to find some time to catch up on the Smartly course. Yeah, this is the real year end, according to Chinese New Year, right? Chinese New Year is going to be February 5th, I think. And it's basically next week. And this will be my chance of wrapping up 2018 according to Lunar Calendar 2018. No more excuses. Alright, go on full speed, but also give myself weekends off. That's what I'm gonna follow as a rule to ensure some sort of work-life balance, but also productivity. Work very hard during the week, but definitely taking weekends off. Alright, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.